to my cameras, bruv. Now, fuck the good evening, Dom and Dar. Just go straight into it, man.
Right.
Question time.
Question
time. The question of the evening is, have you ever thought about quitting the job?
Yeah. Many times, to be fair.
Listen, you're not going to be a true doorman if you haven't thought about quitting the job.
It's true. I think everyone's thought about quitting the job at some time, whether you had a rough night or...
too much MMA on a midweek day.
Yeah, definitely. I've always thought about quitting the doors. I'm not sure if I want to go back, if I'm honest with you. It's not looking good, man.
To be fair, I think going back's going to be a challenging one. It's going to be different, and it's definitely going to be open for the opportunity of people to make a bit of extra money, but it's not going to be the same.
It's not. Well, no. I mean, you're going to have the social distancing, I would imagine. There's still masks inside the venue. But I do feel... I mean, it is one for you, right? And I'll bring this up on the live later, right? So I banned you a year ago for a year. And now it's only you can come back in. Have you really been punished? Have you really?
That's a good one. That's a good one. the question is... How are you going to tell who you banned if they're wearing a mask before they get to the door? Take the mask down.
You've got to check the ID. You've got to take the mask down. This is definitely live material already.
This is going to be an interesting one, this one.
I think so. This is going to get us into the swing of it, to be fair. That's a shit question. Who fucking came up with that question? Have you ever thought about quitting doors? Yes.
Listen. Listen, everyone's thought of it. Everyone's come. I've worked with some decent doormen.
Yeah.
And it's always been the same. It's always been, that's it. I've had a shit night. I'm gone. See you later. I'm not coming back.
Yeah.
And you go to work the next day, and they're there.
Yeah.
And it's one of them ones.
It is very much like that, isn't it? I mean, for me, I think when I've had a really shit night, I have to people this later, ain't I? When I've had a really shit night, you don't want to come back. You don't, especially if your team's underperformed.
Yeah, I mean,
or they've let you down, or they've gone and hidden the toilets.
If you've got a bunch of snowflakes, underlined snowflake, and they hide away from the trouble, it makes you question what you're doing and why are you still there.
Well, exactly.
And it's when you've got a really poor team, and it makes you question.
Next question. I'm sending you a phone. So, we started at the bottom, didn't we?
Yeah. You said start at the bottom.
Yeah. Okay, so, any advice for anyone getting into security starting
fresh?
Don't do
it.
I ain't cutting this, man.
You ain't even finishing that question. Don't do it.
Advice. Don't do it, yeah. I like that. I'll let you go first, man.
Joking aside, don't do it.
Don't do it.
If it's something that you want to do, and if it's something that you've wanted to do for a while, go into it with an open mind. Go into it expecting the worst and hopefully getting the best outcome you possibly could. If you go in and thinking it's going to be bells and whistles, and the first night you're on the door you get the absolute crap kicked out of you, then you're never going to do it ever again. You're going to quit that day.
I think mine's very similar, actually. Go in with an open mind. Go in and be like a sponge. Literally absorb any information you get from the other doorman. Take it all on. Listen to them. Learn from them. Shut up, you cunt.
Beep.
Beep.
Unless they're a snowflake, of course.
Well, no. I mean, not being funny. You're going to find out whether you're a snowflake, because as soon as like a fight starts, you're going to go running and hiding. I'm not saying you want to be doing it on your first ever night. I mean, but saying that, it's security, it's not just the doors, is it? So, I mean, if it's stop like retail, stopping shoplifters, things like that, don't be too proactive on the situation. Don't be like, oh, I've got to fucking get them. Because at the end of the day, you're only going to get yourself in trouble. You've got to make sure you've got the entire, as they put it, a scone, the observation all the way through from the approach, the concealment, the non-payment, the exit, and the other bits I missed in the middle. I didn't know my shit. Yes, I do. But I've seen it so many times where security guards have tackled someone, they've not got anything on them, they've dumped it, they put it back, they didn't want it. Like things like that. Or obviously they've been spotted and then dumped it.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, it's all about the reveal, the conceal. Like if you pick it up and they've watched you put it in a bag, and then all of a sudden you're walking out the front door and it's in your bag, then cool, you're banged to rights.
Yeah.
But half the time they picked it up, they've walked around, they've got spooked, and they put it down.
Gotta play it safe. What's the word? Have a laid back approach to it, you know. You can always catch them next time. You can review the CCTV. You can get a nice little picture of their mug, you know, and be like, right, watch out for this guy when he comes in, or great girl, or whatever. But don't be making foolish mistakes.
Oh, hell no.
Because I've seen so many people do that. And I think, me personally, I have actually done it myself one time. And it was someone I knew. And I got a bollocking for it.
That's more embarrassing.
And I got sacked for it.
Oh.
Because they put in a complaint. And fair play to them. No, that I deserve that, to be fair. I shouldn't. See, the other problem is, don't listen to, for example, people that fill the shelves. Customer assistance, whatever you call them.
Customer service.
Whatever establishment you're working.
Yeah.
Because they went to me, oh, they didn't pay for that item. It turns out the till was just really slow at rolling out the receipt. So I've approached them. I said, look, really sorry to stop you. Have you got a receipt, please? Turn around. Oh. Fuck. I know you. Literally. And then obviously, and then the woman came running up. Here's the receipt. And I'm just like, well, now I look like a mug. And it's all her fucking fault. You know, totally.
But you're asking a legitimate question of, do you have a receipt?
Yes. Yes, I know. And obviously it did kick off. And their policy at the time was, we don't like our customers being questioned, whether you're right or wrong. Now, fair play, in this case, I was wrong. I should not have listened to
a shelf stacker.
A shelf stacker. Or a till operative, or whatever. Self-scan. I hate it.
Go okay. On. What's the worst injury you received from working the door?
I got a hole in my rib round about here. Working in the nightclub, and we had a massive fire kick off. Easiest way to get people out, get one party out one way, one out the other, that way they don't cross paths, and then kick off outside and whatever else, because you take them out one exit, they all kick off outside, don't they? So, took this geezer, politely launched him through the fire exit. Geezer's come back, raised his leg, smack right in my chest, a bit like this. You know, I don't know what that was.
Was he a snowflake?
No, he won't.
So why did you just do that like a snowflake?
Dramatisation. But anyway, so he, as I'm closing the doors, he's obviously planted his foot right through my chest, which obviously knocked me back. Sounded the horn on his leg. And ended up with a nice fracture. So that's the worst I've had. How about you?
Where do we start?
At the beginning and at the end of
halfway through the night, I got punched in the back of the head. I got punched in the back of the head by someone that thought that I was attacking somebody else, and then it turned into a mosh pit style fight, and I got squashed.
Right. Okay.
Under about 15 people.
Ooh.
And ended up dislocating my thumb.
Yeah.
And my little finger. And that was quite painful. It was an MMA event, and it was an interesting one. It was definitely an interesting one.
Which one hurt more, the thumb or the finger?
My thumb. And it still pops out now.
Ooh, dirty.
Cause I can sit there and be doing things like this, and all of a sudden my thumb will just go and just drop out. And then to get it back in, I've got to pull it and just relocate it.
Big fair, I think our injuries ain't as bad as some people. I know people have been stabbed, shot.
I had one of my mates, which was my old head doorman, working on a venue when he was younger, and he had someone spray out the front door.
Really?
Literally, if he hadn't dropped to the floor, it would have got him.
Yeah.
And there was another one where he kicked someone out, and someone come back for him, tried to put a knife through his neck. So there's other people out there that have been involved in some proper nasty incidents and got away lucky enough with their life.
Yeah. See, I've seen it where obviously people have been in cars after being kicked out, been in cars and obviously come back, tried running over the door staff, things like that. I had one in, see, if you had said most violent, I would have said, yeah, there was a nightclub down Kent, which ended up in a triple stabbing.
Yep.
After they tried to run someone over, and that was pretty nasty. That's probably the worst night I've ever had.
So one of the other guys I know, he's a doorman down in Canvey Island.
Yes, I know.
Lovely island, yes. But it's known for its trouble. And the club that he works at is right by the riverside, right by the seaside.
Yeah.
So there's a massive wall which leads over to where the sea is.
Yeah.
Half the time they've had issues, 9 times out of 10 people end up getting launched over the wall.
Okay.
So he was there one night and he had a disagreement with someone. The guy came back with a shotgun.
Yeah.
And tried to shoot all the door staff.
Really?
So they grabbed hold of him.
Yeah.
And run to the end of it. Launched him over the wall. Into the
as
sea.
As you do.
Into the sea.
Yeah.
Tide was in, luckily enough, so he's gone into the sea.
Yeah.
They've all gone and got in their car. As they've gone to get in their car, another car's come flying down the street and crashed into his car and the other car. Ooh. Broke both cars off.
Jesus. Next question.
I think it's locked and stuff.
Oh no! Technical issues.
It's called lockage.
Lockage.
he got denied.
You're gonna like this one. Rona.
Not Rona.
Not Rona. Describe the people you deal with in 3 words.
Absolute beep idiots.
Yeah, I like the way you beat yourself.
Well, yeah, mind you, it's not work with, it's deal with.
Deal with, deal
people
with.
Deal with.
People you deal with, not work with.
Well, the one, if you work with them as well, yeah. We'll get back to that one later. People you deal with on a regular night in 3 words. Incompetent, drunken messes.
Absolute fucking cunts.
There you go. Fucking retards. You can sum it up in as many 3 words.
Mother fucking snowflakes.
Exactly. You can sum it up in as many 3 words, as many 3 words as you want. It doesn't matter what 3 words you use. All 3 words basically evolve round to be the same thing. Sure, I understand. No one asked you.
Fuck off, Siri.
So yeah, you can describe them as much as you want in 3 words. Most of them can be pleasant, most of them can be friendly, and most of them can just be damn right ignorant.
Yeah.
But it all depends on how the night goes and how it starts.
See, I think, in all honesty, majority of people we deal with tend to be, okay, maybe a little bit drunk, but normally quite pleasant, quite friendly, quite approachable. It's when you get the trouble, and that's when it's absolute fucking cunts.
Yeah, well, it's also, it depends on the groups as well. If you've got more females or more men, if you've got a highly male population in the venue, then that's when the issue kicks off, because it's the biggest word that the men love, testosterone.
Yes.
It's my chest is bigger than yours, my arms are bigger than yours, my balls are bigger than yours, and then all of a sudden, that's where the problem kicks off. So if you can have it, if you had it a nice 70, like 30 mix, where you've got more girls than guys, then the problems seem to be less. But on the flip side, if you get a catty girl that wants to start an argument, then it can go the opposite way as well. Because unless you've got a female DS on hand, it's a lot more difficult.
Yeah, very true. Your turn. Getting through these quite fast, actually.
So has anything happened to you that made...
Did I write it wrong?
You absolute belligerent, bumbling buffoon.
I was going to say bastard.
No. So has anything happened to you that I've made that's made you think...
What?
Yeah, you wrote that wrong.
Let me read it out.
So has anything happened to you that I've made that's made you think I could have been killed?
Right, I was half asleep when I fucking done it.
Right, so what that should be, I believe, is... So has anything happened to you that made you think you could have been killed?
Try that again without the phone in your hand.
So has anything happened to you that made you think you could have been killed?
Triple stabbing. Triple stabbing at a nightclub, yes. With so many knives flying around, literally, you do think to yourself, what's going on behind me?
Yeah.
I'm dealing with, and I'm trying to apply pressure, stop bleeding out and whatever else, and literally you do think to yourself,
that could have been me.
That could have been me. Yep. I was 5 seconds away from it. I mean, there's been other incidents where you see it in the newspaper and things like that, and you just think, what a close call. But yeah, that could have been me.
Yep.
That could have been me. Luckily enough, it weren't. But while you're trying to treat someone, you know, someone could come up behind you, think you're involved, and that's fucking cunt. on that side of things, it's not going to work. You're trying to have someone going in your ears. Don't worry with midges.
Yeah, they get everywhere.
Yeah, they do get everywhere. But no, yeah, it becomes very real, don't it?
Yeah.
Becomes, I mean, very real.
I've had it before. We're standing on the front door, you kick everyone out of the venue. All of a sudden, a fight escalates between one group, and then a random person comes along and joins in. And then all of a sudden, someone random shouts, he's got a knife, yeah. And someone's come running down the street with a knife in their hand.
Yeah.
Not knowing who they're intending it for, not knowing what's going to happen. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, 4 or 5 more people turn up with either knives or knuckle dusters or things they shouldn't be having on them in the street.
Yeah.
And it makes you think that at a split second that could have gone into you, or it could have gone around your head, or it could have gone around your face.
Yeah. I think the classic is obviously people taking off their belts and wrapping it around their hands.
To be fair, what I tend to see is not wrapping around their hands, but the ones that have got, you know, they're big, hefty pommels.
Yeah.
But they're solid, and they just use them as a whip.
Yeah.
Because you're going to whip someone around the side of the face of it, and you're going to catch them in the face with a metal buckle, yeah, and a little hooky bit, that's going to rip your eye out.
It's actually happened to a doorman I know.
I've seen it happen to too many
people. The other one is obviously walking back to your car after shift. Kick someone out, they've taken a dislike into it. I mean, it's not just there, obviously, it's retail, it's
courts,
it's anywhere. And literally, that walk from whatever venue you've been working to your vehicle is a massive risk.
Yeah.
But and I've known people to be attacked through that. Luckily enough, they survived. I know. In the newspapers, obviously, people who have died,
yeah,
but most of them do survive it. They just end up a bit black and blue.
It's the same as the ones that wear a step-free vest,
yeah,
and they do a foolish thing and take it off in the venue,
yeah,
and walk back to their car with it in their hand,
yeah.
Like if you put someone out of a venue and you are that annoyed, you're going to watch what that person gets up to. You're going to realise they've taken it off, and that's going to be your prime opportunity to have a go at someone. And the countless times that, like, you do a major venue and you always get told by the person running the venue, it can be a naughty venue. If you're wearing a snap-proof vest, keep it on till you go home.
Yeah.
It's a simple thing. It's a basic thought.
But then saying that, I've worked some venues, but I don't want you wearing a snap-proof vest. Whether overt or covert, I don't want you wearing them at all.
But then surely that should be down to the individual.
Should be.
It's not down to a venue to dictate if you can or cannot.
Yeah. Which I agree with. I mean, not being funny, at the end of the day, it's our safety.
Yeah.
It's your safety, it's my safety. Whoever's wearing it, it's their safety. And if they should want to wear that to prevent anything happening and to feel safe,
it's not down to anyone to tell them they can't.
Exactly.
Question.
Question time!
Make sure you tap the screen up, otherwise it will lock itself again.
Oh, yeah, tap the screen. Oh. Just goes round and round in circles, doesn't it, really? What's the biggest fight you've ever been in? Sorry, did I fuck up your phone?
No.
What's the biggest fight you've ever been in?
Biggest fight I've ever been in? Ooh, I was up in a venue up in Oxford.
I know that place quite well.
It's a very good venue.
I'll be asking you later.
It's a very good venue.
Yeah, yeah.
And it has a very big capacity, and the door team down there is a very big door team.
Right, okay, yeah, yeah.
And it's a very lively venue.
Yeah.
It has quite a few floors, quite a few stages, and it has different areas. It also has a smoking area upstairs.
Okay.
So we was up in the smoking area.
That was a fucking parrot. If
wow.
Nothing else, this has been quite an experience, really.
Okay, that was a parrot that just flew over my head.
Yeah, thankfully it didn't shit on me.
And I was upstairs in the smoking area.
Go back to the other question. Like, when have you feared for your life the most?
Right parrot. There, with a parrot flew over my head.
Sorry.
So, I was in the smoking area.
Yeah.
And it was kicking out time.
Yeah.
Come to kicking out time, and we've got coat black, front door.
Yeah.
So obviously everyone starts shouting, screaming, everyone's coming rushing out the venue, and you've got different age groups fighting with each other.
Yeah.
And you've got the older generation and the younger generation, and it was a massive he said, she said. But it was buckles, belts swinging left, right and centre. And basically it was a great big shitstorm.
Yeah.
And it took every single available DS that was there to separate the two groups. And then eventually the police turned up after about 25 minutes.
Sounds about right.
But it was a messy one. Like, you had people trying to hit cars, people off of cars, you had people trying to drag people down the street, like grown men swinging belts at each other. And it was very eventful.
Okay.
By yourself?
Me? Well, I've got a few, but I think the most fun, I'm going to go for the most fun, and the most annoying, was I was working at a pub in East Sussex. Sorry, I'm talking at those fucking parrots.
I know, they're amazing.
So I was working at a venue in East Sussex, and a massive brawl broke out in the garden. And there must have been about 30 people, all fighting. And I was working with a particular DS who decided it was a good idea to literally jump headfirst into this brawl, rather than standing back. Because, in my opinion, stand back, drag them out as they fall. You know, you don't get involved in that. You know, you're not there to get hurt. So because this DS has decided to jump. What, me? Snowflake? Fuck off, you can. Beep. So because this DS has jumped in, I've obviously gone, oh fuck, here we go, and walked straight into the fight. And I've got people trying to punch me, I'm hitting people back, I'm throwing them out. I managed to knock over the no smoking sign, which then smashed my colleague in the head, and me in the foot, which meant I couldn't drive home properly that night.
That must have been a big no smoking sign.
Yeah, it really was. Really heavy. So anyway, I managed to throw out all these customers and finally defuse it. Police got called as the fight kicked off by the managers. 2.5 hours later, they finally arrived and then put it down to a fray. So yeah, that was some fun.
Lovely.
Yeah.
How did you get into security?
Yeah, I know that one. I used to work for a supermarket. Stacking shelves, funnily enough, and I used to work down in Beers, Wines and Spirits.
BWSR.
Thank you, yeah, BWSR, Beers, Wines and Spirits. And I caught a young lass smuggling a bottle of Jägermeister, quite a big one and all, you know, not the little ones, but the litre bottles, down her trousers. So of course I've gone and notified the security, and because obviously I've seen it, I've had to make the stop with them. And retrieve said bottle, in a manner of speaking, basically, can you please hand it over to me? You know, you can't take that out. It's either that or you're going to get arrested. The police will come down, blah, blah, blah. If you give it back to us now, basically, you can go and we won't do nothing bad. We'll just take some details and off you go. Get your banning letter. So there I am. And they said, we've got an opening on security. Do you want it? And I went, yeah, okay. Well, obviously, that was in-house back in the day. And then I helped her stop a couple of shoplifters in Iceland. They called through on the town radio. And I assisted them, because it was like literally outside the front of our store. I said, oh, fuck, I'm going to have to beat that. And ended up stopping them, and the DS there said basically, oh, you should get your SIA badge and come security and we'll get you a job. So,
fair
yeah.
enough.
Yeah.
And here we are today.
God knows how many years later.
Mine was, I used to drink in my regular pub, and I spent many years drinking in there, and then I thought to myself, do you know what, I'm going to have a career change. I've become friends with one of the head doormen, and he's still my friend now to date. And he was always telling me that I should get my license, come and join him. So I thought, you know what, heck it. Contacted the company, got my license, went to work with him, and it's been the same ever since.
Sweet. How do we end this?
Thank you very fucking much.